Noises in the dark trigger memories. I remember watching fireflies from my bedroom window. The dancing lights sparked awe and wonder in my 8-year-old mind. At least I think I was 8 or 9. The time was one of small triumphs and big fears holding sway over my imagination. It was so long ago. I sat at an upstairs window as dusk rapidly turned to night. Our house sat at the tail end of a line of identical suburban tract homes. My family lived at the edge of a dense forest. I remember the gingerbread-like facades of houses with backyard pools and two-car garages, abruptly ending where the deep woods with towering trees and darkness began. This particular evening stood apart from the others. The nocturnal dance of those fireflies on the outskirts of a forest clearing was magic to a child of suburbia. I snuck out of my bedroom carefully, silently, on barefoot tiptoes, so as not to wake my parents in their nearby bedroom. Pausing at their bedroom door, I could hear them snoring in harmony. Their bodies periodically adjusted to each other's sleeping patterns on their shared mattress. They had turned in early that night after a long day. I tiptoed down the stairs and touched the doorknob of the front door. My newfound courage pushed me further as I opened the front door and closed it quietly behind me. The sounds of the night world were calling me. I skipped with nervous excitement across the front yard's moist blades of grass. Then I stopped at the threshold of the forest. The moment of decision arrived quietly. I never went into the forest at night. I summoned the courage to walk beyond the perimeter of the wooded blackness. Standing in my pajamas, I was ready for anything. Glancing back at my house, I imagined my parents fast asleep. Their deep slumber was more complete than Goldilocks and Snow White's food comas combined. I wondered if my mother and father's dreams were an extension of their waking life, jobs, marriage, and parenthood unfolding on an endless loop. Here in the dark forest, there were no such things as 401ks, mortgages, and car payments that I heard my folks worry and fret over at the kitchen table. The worries of the adult world vanished. The children of the night had no use for such things. Fireflies swarmed around me. Their enveloping welcome was a silent greeting. I was in the middle of an exploding magic lantern. Only one sees in books about magic and sorcery. Perhaps an invitation for a game of hide and seek. The fluttering fireflies landed in my hair and touched down on my arms and shoulders. Then they took flight again. The fireflies plunged deeper into the woods, daring me to follow. How could I resist them? That uncanny moment of kinship between a human child and fireflies marked the first night of my new life. I looked back, and the surrounding trees blocked the path that brought me to this place. I could no longer see the view of my parents' darkened bedroom window. I couldn't imagine their reaction when they woke up and I was no longer there. Gone, forever. I could no longer see our house and the rows of pitch-perfect replicas stretching to the horizon. That world was gone now, too. All that remained was the parting memory that I wish I could forget. a night world of the living and breathing forest darkness, rushed up to embrace me. The sickly sweet smell of pine needles was an overpowering invitation. Its bouquet swept over everything in an intoxicating tsunami of wood-tinted scents. Beneath the full harvest moon, the forest claimed me as one of its own. I remember the snap, crackle, and pop of twigs and small branches breaking underfoot. Looking down, I could barely make out my bare feet. The soil clinging to the soles of my feet felt odd. I was not afraid of getting splinters or accidentally stumbling across a patch of poison ivy in the dark. The memory about allergies evaporated away forever. My pajamas stuck to my back with sweat. I could barely see one foot in front of me. Every step forward was a leap of faith. Somehow I knew, before I left the house, I knew that I was supposed to be here in the woods tonight. The fireflies illuminated my way one step at a time, showing me the way to my true self. I reached out with both hands, and the darkness of the woods opened up to me. Animal cries echoed and ricocheted in the distance. Shadows moved, rustling and stirring in anticipation. Safely camouflaged in the underbrush, they drew closer. Here and there, shafts of bone-white moonlight filtered down through the trees above. In those snatches of lunar light, I saw my hands and feet curve and change into something strange and new. Skin sprouted fur, and fingernails became claws. The wolves called out to me. They called my name. Not the name that my parents gave me back in the waking world of school and homework, birthday parties and Christmas gifts marking time. That was behind me now. My new secret name was known only by members of this tribe that crouched on all fours. The woods beckoned to us, and I remember this moment most of all. I was home.